Happy Wednesday, June the 26th, 2019. You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 236. I hate to lose, but I hate not playing more. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. I grew up in an era where business was considered a zero-sum game. That simply means if I was going to win, then that meant you have got to lose. And if you win, I have to lose. Competition was fostered, prized. You wanted to dominate. You wanted to ruin the competition. That's how I grew up. The object, which never happened, by the way, in my experience, was to have the market all to yourself. Now, in time, we learned that the market, the market's too big for that. But when you grow up reading about U.S. Steel and the cutthroat tactics of the winning industrialists who were just vicious in business because they wanted no competition, and those are the business heroes of the day. It's not really surprising that fierce competition was considered the way to go. I hated losing. And most business people I knew and most people I still know hate to lose. It doesn't always look the same. Age, experience, background, culture. I mean, there are lots of individual nuances to it. Losing was once not considered something to be proud of, like today. Not long ago, I was introduced to somebody under the age of 40, and the spiel included three failed companies where he had successfully raised millions and lost millions of dollars. I understand the context today, but instantly I was thinking back to my beginnings of business leadership back in the early 80s, and I was thinking, man, how far have we come? I mean, such an introduction as that, when I was beginning, it would have been considered so shameful, so embarrassing. Not today. No, not today. It's head up, shoulders back, chin out, proud. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm glad that we've moved away from the foolishness of the zero-sum game. I'm just sad that it fostered the everybody-gets-a-trophy era, but it has, and perhaps this too shall pass. The fact is, everybody does not win, not in business, not in life. And the truth is, there are lots of reasons for it. And I'm not so naive, I am not so narrow-minded to believe that it all rests squarely and solely on human endeavor. It doesn't. Truth is, you need some good fortune, you need some good timing along the way. But what of losing and what of playing? We all lose, sometimes. It's funny to me, professional coaches will often in the press conference after they've lost a game, they will say, you know, something to the effect, there's nothing to be learned in losing. You know, they just hate to lose. Well, I get the hate to lose, but I completely disagree that there's nothing to be learned in losing. There's a lot to be learned in losing. Adversity and losses teach us quite a lot if we're open to learn, to understand, and grow. And not everybody is. That's an individual choice that we each can make. We get it wrong before we figure out how to get it right. All of us. The adversity of the losses separates the quitters from the learners. It separates the players from the spectators. Do you hate to lose? Well, man, lean into that. Not in some childish fit pitching. You know, if you lose, then you just throw the bat. And my son did that when he was playing a little league back when he was quite young. Absolutely hated, still hates to lose. But at one point in his life was very childish about it. It was so embarrassing. Don't do that. But hate to lose in a way so that it just sculls you, that you determine you're going to figure out some things so you don't lose again, at least not like that or in that way. It's the value of dissection. Dissection. You know what that is. Maybe you dissected frogs in high school biology class. Dissect the loss. Dissect what happened. Relive it. Pour over the details of it. Why didn't it work? Why did it fail? But here's the real key. Couch it in the proper time frame of temporary. Temporary. This is where winners get it more right than the rest. The winners who lose, and they all do, they do not assume that it's a permanent state. They do not assume that it's a permanent condition. They instantly are able to see it for what they believe it to be. And as a result, by the way, because they believe it, it's true. They believe it's temporary. Why? Why are they able to do this? Largely because the winners have optimism about themselves and their circumstances, and maybe their ideas and their business philosophies. They realize that the permanence of this failure is completely unnecessary. There's no need to label permanent on this. You can, and if you do, that's true. But it's equally true if you put the label temporary on it, then that's also true. It's temporary. It's not permanent unless they quit. And you know what? They don't want to quit. They want to play the game of business. Losing, it's dreadful. Feels awful. Knocks us down, puts us in the dirt, and maybe we stay there for a little bit. But not playing feels way worse. Having to go to the sidelines is a shameful walk that winners do not want to make. The fact is, they refuse to make that walk. I'm not leaving the field. When I'm introduced to Mr. Failed three times, the losses were indeed celebrated in his introduction. And I hate that. I really hate that because I see all the people who lost money betting on this guy. And here he is. He's proud of it. And it's like he's gone to school on their money and nobody's getting their money back. And there he goes, you know, and I'm old school. It just seems wrong to me, especially for a fella to exhibit no shame, no embarrassment, and be rather proud of the fact that, yeah, you know, they all lost their money. Nobody got anything back. But, yeah, you know, such is life. Here's the thing, though. He's still in the game. He is still in the game. For small business owners, on an everyday level, we have these battles, we have these firefights, and they erupt. They're erupting right now all around you. I know that. Some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you. And sometimes it happens from hour to hour. But the real test is how badly do you want to stay in the game? As long as you're staying in the game, then you've got time to figure it out. Time to dissect those losses to see where you may have gone wrong. You hear me say it over and over, and I'm going to really encourage you, push hard on this today. L-U-G. Learn, understand, and grow. Learn, understand, and grow. Yesterday, I gave you an exercise to do. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, please go back and do 7x7 for 7 weeks. Do that exercise that I mentioned yesterday. I'm really pushing hard for small business owners this week to take the time to figure it out, to get it right, and not to get so steep and so down in your own head that you forget to learn, to understand, and grow. Because you need time. You need time to dissect these losses, to figure out where did we go wrong, what can we do different. Time to more clearly see your opportunities. And maybe you couldn't see those yesterday. I want you to see them today because they're there. It's not a matter of whether they are there or not. It's just a matter of do you see them. It's time to consider the losses just as temporary as the wins. Time to consider how much you love, assuming that you do, playing the game. Enjoy the game. Make sure that other people on your team are enjoying their part of the game too. Make sure everybody in your company and your customers are enjoying the game. Because you know what? We do our very best when we're having a good time. So have a good time. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow.